listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. Kyle Enright here alongside my favorite co-host, Nate Metzner, with the first edition of the Reality Check podcast, your source for all things Bachelorette and Big Brother. Nate, how are we doing?
Fantastic.
I'm very excited. Let's dive right into it. We're on a bit of a time strain. We've got about 45 minutes here. What are your thoughts on the first two episodes, the first 3 hours?
I don't really know where to begin. The whole concept of two girls, not sure how I feel about that.
I was going to ask you, because you have watched the show for a little bit longer than I have.
Yes.
What was it like seeing two girls there? I'll chime in after you. I'm curious about your thoughts.
I think it was weird. I think they potentially did it for ratings because, I don't know, it might be fizzling out a little bit of the show. Needed to up the ratings. Yeah. I also don't know if they just couldn't decide between which girl is better because those two were big hits last season. I didn't really like it. I'm ready for a fresh face and not a repeat of someone that we've seen in previous seasons.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It was awkward. I thought it was awkward because it's like, you know, they're sitting or standing like within 10 feet of each other and the guys are coming out of the limo and they like kind of pick right there.
Super
like
weird.
Ian, I know, went up to Britt and sort of gave, or no, it was Caitlin, and gave her a hug and said, by the way, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
How awkward is that?
It's awkward because I don't know if it was just the editing of the way that they cut the filming, but it'd be like they'd go up to someone and then completely look like they'd walk right by the other girl and not say anything to them. And I was like, that's a real big confidence killer.
Like, I know. It was.
I would feel a little bit bad about myself.
So let me ask you, who was your favorite guy who walked in? What was your favorite intro?
I feel like maybe the hockey puck guy. Just because Caitlin did that last season with a joke referencing a farmer, and so this guy referenced her being Canadian. So I think, I don't know, the cupcake was kind of cool, but I didn't really get it. You're a dentist. Why are you coming in a cupcake? It was just weird.
I was just going to say the cupcake was the best one. That was my favorite. I appreciate a good pun. And
I do.
I definitely like the hockey puck.
Can we talk about the car guy for a minute? Showed up in a carpool. Full of water. Weird. Very weird. I have a thing about Canadians. Whenever they're on The American Bachelor, they just make Canada people look so stupid.
Absolutely.
That guy made us look like, my mom was like, of course, he's Canadian because you're just such a weirdo.
I love that Ryan, the drunk from the show,
Fave.
Took time out of his drinking to sit outside and tell the carpool guy to his face that he sucks.
Yeah,
that was so perfect.
I think I'm really upset, as I've said before, that he's gone. I think he would have been a prize position on the show.
Yeah, the fact that they had to get the security guard to come in and be like, oh, hey, Ryan, by the way, Chris wants to see you outside. So subtle, but it's like, we know what's happening.
Can we talk about the security guard for a minute? Because he looked like he was the head of the mafia. And when he was undoing the rose boxes, I'm like, what is this? So weird.
Let's move to, I'm really curious to get your take on Tony, the healer.
Oh my God, stop.
Arguably the worst looking guy on the show, hands down. And just the weirdest guy. He's like at home being one with himself, the namaste thing. He's feeling the boxes with both hands to tell which spirit is speaking to him.
Yeah.
He also has a black eye.
Yeah, what's with that? He was weird, and it was awkward that he, in his intro, was like, yeah, I'm pretty socially awkward. Like, I like to talk to plants. And then they showed him talking. Like, it was just so, like, what
yeah,
a weirdo. I'm shocked he's still there. Like, I didn't think.
I couldn't believe she gave him a rose.
No.
And also, they showed that one shot of him just sitting by himself on, a love seat.
Yeah.
Not talking to anybody. And it's kind of like, wow, why is this guy
still
here?
But speaking of love, can I just go back to intros for a minute? This love man guy. Jared.
The superhero,
love hero, love man. I don't know what to think about that. Would you ever do that?
I love that he ripped open the shirt and said L for love. It's like, no, I thought it was for something else. Like, it's blatantly obvious, but I guess he knows that Caitlin likes humor, so he's working towards it, trying to.
But I don't think he's doing it as a joke. I think he's serious. Because even in his intro video, he was like, yeah, I'm this guy, this, and then all of a sudden he was like, but I'm also ripped his thing open. Love, man. Like, it just was so weird. I don't know. I don't find any of them really appealing to me this season.
No. Okay, so we've kept it a secret. We don't know who our top three picks are. Let's start with that, and we'll work from that. Give me one of your top three picks.
This was so hard for me to do. Like, I really struggled. I'm still struggling, so I'm going to have to, like, nail it down right now. Okay, one of them is for sure Sean.
Same with me.
Okay. I think he looks like Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, exactly.
With a little bit of a longer face, though. And I think I like that they both were like, oh, love at first sight. And they didn't say that to each other, but they just said that in their own cameos. And I don't know. I'm feeling it.
They kept commenting on how good he smells all the time, too. They were like, yo, wow, you smell fantastic. And, like, that's already a win. So.
Okay, go.
Ben Z.
Which is he the one whose mom passed away?
Yes, and he's the personal fitness trainer.
Well, they're all a fitness trainer. Let's also discuss that.
There's a lot of fitness going on.
Fitness coach, trainer.
And this chubby guy from Canada.
Yeah, who didn't get picked. Sorry. Okay, I don't have him. I have Chris, the dentist.
Yeah, so the thing about him is the line that he used before you kissed Caitlin was so money. When he said, there was a moment back there, but I was a little nervous and yes. I didn't want to take advantage, but now I don't care.
Don't that write was good.
In. Little ballsy, but.
Also, though, last season, Britt and Chris kissed, and that was the first time that anyone's, I think, ever kissed on night one. So he just, like I'm going to follow. Just go for
they
it.
They were pissed, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever. Do your thing.
Yeah.
If you're in it to win it. Okay, yeah. See, I have, like, three more. I don't know. I'm really struggling here.
It's you know what? It's shaping up to be one of those seasons where, like, not, like, in past years where you kind of have, like, a doggone favorite.
Yes.
This year it looks like there could honestly be, like, I could see her really, really struggling down the stretch with, like, six or seven.
100%. I've always gone in, like, after the first episode, I'm always like, that's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Andy season, Josh, 100% team Josh.
And I think they're doing that with Sean. I think they made it so, like, she's all complimenting him. She says how good he smells. They already made out.
Yeah,
he's, like, got the money
out,
blue
they?
Suit. Yeah, they made out.
I didn't see that. Does he have kids? Who drew that picture?
That was another, the other Chris. There's multiple Chris's.
See, there's Chris's, there's...
Yeah. The names, you know
Ben's.
What, because it's the first episode, it'll take a little while to get the names familiar with faces, but Sean had the blue suit, money, and,
I'm pretty
but
sure.
I think they're doing that on purpose. I think they're making, I could see him, you know, getting shafted in, like, the, you know, fourth or fifth week.
Sure, you're gonna love him, and then he's gonna be gone.
Exactly.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Like, okay. JJ, I think, is my other pick.
Okay, so yeah, we have the same three.
That's hilarious. But I also had Ben H., who has children, and Joshua, the welder. That rose thing was cute.
I didn't like it. Didn't like it. A little corny.
I'll be honest, I would have been like, what is this? This is weird. But I think the thought was cute, and I think he's like a southern little gem who's just like genuine. I think he'll be around for a while.
How long do you think it took him to do that
weld? In case you guys don't know, he welded her a rose. Considering that's his profession, I mean, not that
there's
long.
There's a lot of detail in that rose.
There
like,
was
that was
a lot
not
of detail.
Your ordinary.
It was like the Beauty and the Beast rose.
It was also black.
It was black. Like,
he could have gone a little out of his way to spray paint
it
a lovelier
bit
color
yeah,
than just like, here's a pitch black
here's
flower
an iron
showing
rose.
My love.
Take it.
Okay, so let's just go back to the intros for a second. The hugs. How do you feel about the hugs? Because it's like it's kind of risky to kind of go in for like a like the guy goes in for one and then he sort of is like, oh, I'm just gonna hug you again. Like, how awkward is that?
Like, you mean when they get out of the car, they hug and then again later on?
Mm-hmm. No, like they like he would go over and he'd look at Britt and say like, oh wow, you look you know absolutely beautiful while he's hugging her, and then. Talk for like a second, say one line, and then hug again. Do you feel there's a need for
yeah
that?
It's weird like to hug hello and then hug goodbye. It's just like
within a span of
whatever
like 15 seconds.
I'll see you inside. I think it should be one or the other. Maybe start it with like hey, I'm Nate. Light little handshake, like a cute handshake, but then like hug goodbye if you're feeling it. But yeah, overdoing the hugs. But Britt's a hugger.
She is a hugger.
Britt used to stand on the corner and give free hugs. That was her thing.
That was her thing?
That last season, that was like her intro video, was her on the corner just hugging strangers in LA.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, she's all about that. But, it's weird. What do you think? Would you do that? Would you hug twice?
I know. You know me. I'm a one-liner kind of guy. Like, when the guy steps out and says, I would love to puck you, that is great. That's wonderful.
But you're also a hugger. So,
I am a hugger.
To me, I feel you would be all about the two hugs. No?
Could do the hug and the one-liner.
You could do all of it.
Just make it really happen.
Yeah. Drop a pun.
Caitlin's laugh.
Ugh, worst. So deep and weird.
It's a little obnoxious.
Yeah, and all the time.
I was talking to my roommate who was sitting beside me at the time, and he's not really watching. He's not as into it as I am.
Yeah.
But he can hear it.
Yes.
Because he's got his PlayStation game going on at the same time, but it's on mute, and I've got The Bachelor on jacked up volume.
Yeah.
And he can hear the laugh, and he's going like, oh my God, what is this laugh? If you're a guy, how long can you put up with that laugh? And can you put up with that laugh?
It's pretty... I don't know, that's why she kind of suited Chris last season, because Chris had a really dolphin-y girl laugh. He was known as, like, the dolphin. Like, it just was bad. So there were times when she'd say, I have a man laugh and you have a girl laugh. And he was like, yeah. So, I mean, if you have an obnoxious laugh as a guy, sure, I guess you could handle it. But if not, then...
For those who didn't miss the episode or didn't see her laugh, I'll try and describe it the best way I can. She, no matter what the joke is, keels over, like, in a full, like, it looks like she's about to vomit, and lets out this loud burst of just noise.
It's just very deep.
Very deep. Yeah, it's very, exactly, yeah. It's very deep, and it feels like it could get a little bit annoying, especially if you're a guy who appreciates a lot of humor, and you have to hear it a lot.
Yeah. Okay, I want to talk about something for a second. You, as a male, so say you came on the show for Britt, and you were like 100% there for Britt, and Britt gets voted out, and now you're with Caitlin. Is it fake that you're staying around, like, trying now to, like, force this relationship with someone who you had zero interest in to begin with?
That's why, that's interesting you bring that up, because that I thought it was so genuine and good of Jared to tell 100%. Caitlin straight up.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I voted for Britt. I'm going to try and make this work, but I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
And she appreciated it, and she kept him on.
Yeah. But, Jonathan... From the very start, he said, I'm totally Brit. I'm not into Caitlyn 100%. And then as soon as he got the rose, he was loving it. And I just like, you don't even like her.
Yeah, I you know what? I would have taken Jared's approach. I think you owe it to...
For sure.
...a person who you are going for.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work out and you're forced into another situation, because that's what it is, right?
Yes.
It's absolutely... he could have left, but he's not going to leave. Completely forced into the situation. I think you owe it to both yourself and to the other subject to tell them the honest truth.
Who did you think looked better, like, getting out of the, like, if you...
What male looked the best?
No, which girl? Like, if you were getting out of the limo, you're the male. If you didn't have a pick of, like, who you were going to go to first, who would you go to based on what they...
Honestly, the white dress, Britt's white dress was, like...
Fantastic.
Spot on. It was
I loved
on
it.
Point.
Yeah. Loved it.
I was, I actually let out a loud yell when she got voted off.
Chris Harrison didn't waste any time. It was literally like, votes are in. Unfortunately, you're not it. Bye.
Yeah. So quick.
No time to, like, console her.
Off, just literally. Like, it was
Britt,
just.
We have filming to do. Gotta go.
And honestly, I know we were talking before our podcast that we both thought Britt was going to win.
Yeah.
But we had a hunch that they didn't want it like that.
Yeah.
They wanted to keep, because Britt has this reputation for being the crier.
Oh, so
she
annoying.
Has this reputation for being always sad, damsel in distress.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, it seems like it was only natural to kind of vote off. But then right at the very end, obviously we have
Brady.
Country singer Brady jump in a limo and just chase after her.
So I'm really excited to see where that leads. I saw yesterday that apparently they're a couple. So we find out on Tuesday.
Things escalated Monday. With that.
Yeah, it did. So I don't know. I was not a fan of him, though. I'm glad he's gone.
Brady the Country Boy?
Oh, my gosh. When they showed his intro and him singing, I'm like, you are way too into this.
Yeah, you know what? I think the serenading and the country banjo act is, like, getting a bit old.
I did notice. I said to my mom, too, there's a lot of farmers this year. A lot of country farming men. I don't know if that's because of Chris and last season and, like, these girls just were into the farmer thing or what happened, but there were majority of Kentucky little country men, farmer folk. I don't know. I was feeling it.
I think that's partially to do with the success of Chris's season prior to.
But that was the worst season I think I've ever seen.
It was, but But how many people
they fell in love,
obsessed with him?
Prince Farming. Wide known hashtag. Chris, that's my thing too about like this season and how there was two and stuff like that. I feel like, yeah, you can be one person on a season, but then when you're the main person of the season, you're not the same person you were previously. Chris was nothing like he was on Andy's season. Yeah, we all fell in love with him on Andy's season, and as soon as he became The Bachelor, that was probably the worst Bachelor season I've ever watched. He didn't know how to talk to girls. All he did was make out with everyone and laugh, and he just was so like, I'm going to take Britt for 2.5 hours away on a group date and leave all these women here. Like, you just was so bizarre. Like, I don't know. It makes me so, I don't know.
You know? So, let's look ahead just a little bit. We did see quite a detailed preview in a classic Bachelor fashion of all the good times. They're skydiving. They're in Vegas. They're at an unbelievable hotel walking up a big ring of stairs like Beauty and the Beast. And then we get to the part that everybody loves where she's crying. She's a mess. She can't do it anymore. Why is she on the show? What are your thoughts on what's going to happen
here? Well, we all saw that Nick from Andy's season.
So for those who don't know Nick, describe who Nick is.
Nick is crazy. Nick was, I believe, the runner-up in Andy's season. And he's just a weird guy. I don't know how to explain him. Like, he just is a weirdo. Like, he's so intense and obsessive and just odd. I don't know. I was not a fan from him or of him ever, so I'm not sure. But they show he comes back and he wants a chance with Caitlin. And they showed a lot of clips of them, like, together. It seems like he's around for quite a while. Which I also don't agree with, because how long has this filming been? Like, what, 6 months? Mm-hmm. Nick could have had a chance in between filming to say, hey, ABC, I would love to meet Caitlin. If she's willing to meet me, can we introduce ourselves? That would have just saved us an entire season of The Bachelorette and given us someone that we actually want to see as The Bachelorette.
And now we're about to get bombarded with.
And now he comes back anyways. Like, I thought we were done with him.
So, if you are looking into the future, what do you think the storyline plays out with Nick? And we'll keep track of it. We'll keep track of your prediction.
I think Nick's going to come back when there are 6 to 8 men left. I mean, Nick's going to come in. And she's going to pull the whole, oh my gosh, I'm so confused. Why are you here? Like they always do, pretend they have no idea they're coming, and it's a big shocker.
Yeah, we did see an ISO shot. They showed Caitlin's face, and she's got, like, the hands on the cheeks going, oh my god, Nick's here.
Yeah, like, who cares? Nick sucks. So, yeah, I think that's going to play, and I think he'll be around. I don't know if he'll make it to hometown dates, but by the way things were happening, I feel like it potentially would. A little spoiler that they showed, she admits to sleeping with one of them. I personally think it's Nick. I'm going to be honest with you. I think he maneuvers his way into that.
I was going to say Sean. That was going to be my initial guess.
Yeah, I don't think
a brief shot of him being like, I can't do this anymore. I can't believe this happened. And
yeah, because I think he's upset because he was so in love with her.
That could happen.
I think it was him. Maybe Tony. Kidding. But I for sure think it was Nick.
By the way, can we just take in a little side note, the tweet that I read on Tony? In the show, Tony has what looks to be like a black eye. It was like this random yellow color underneath his eye. And the show was taking quite a while. There was mad commercial breaks, and somebody tweeted, "This show is so long that Tony's black eye is actually starting to heal."
Zing.
I absolutely died.
Because he's a healer. That's his title. Let's talk about some other titles for a minute. Of course, the Canadian guy. Did you read what his job is?
Yes, he's a...
Amateur sex coach. I feel like he's probably never even had a girlfriend, to be honest.
He admitted that.
He did. I missed that part.
He admitted that to Caitlin, and she sort of burst out laughing. Oh, no, it was Britt. It was before Britt got voted off.
Oh,
he was talking to
Britt.
And she kind of, it was right at the end. It was like an outtake. That's what Canada is on this show.
Well, that's
an
what
outtake.
I'm saying. A joke. You look like an idiot. Speaking of Canada, I'm jumping all over the map here. Jillian Harris was Canadian Bachelorette. They did majority of the filming in Canada. Do you think that's going to happen this season?
It's tough to say. Canada keeps giving them gold, and not in a good way. So it'll be definitely interesting to see how that plays out for sure.
Yeah.
I can remember one time I was in Los Angeles, and I saw Bachelorette casting
so cool.
Right across the street. My mom was telling me I should go, but I didn't go.
You should have went. Man, I'm begging everyone I know to go be on it so that I can just sit in on the hometown dates. Be like, you know, I actually don't like you. So
it's always the brother.
Always.
Gives brothers a really bad rap.
Yeah, there was, remember that, you, I don't know if you watched Desiree season, her brother.
Yes.
That, I don't, was he acting? I forget. He wasn't
nuts.
Acting. He was crazy.
I love Des too.
Yeah, they're married. They're cute.
Des was awesome. One of my favorites.
But that was weird to me because the whole time it was like she Brooks for the win. Chris is just kind of like in the back late. And then all of a sudden Brooks decided, hey, I'm leaving. And then she just, like, jumped to Chris and was like, I knew it was you the whole time. No, you didn't. You didn't want him. You wanted Brooks.
Sometimes I have a hard time believing that siblings really have that much control over a relationship. Because it looked like in that season when Des brought, the name is slipping my mind, who went back with her, who she's now with.
Chris.
When
I think.
They yeah. went back, it's like her brother took over complete control. Was like, yeah, like, this isn't going to work. Like, just... within 2 seconds.
But even looking at last season, Jade, mm-hmm. they went yeah. on her hometown. Everyone had, like, he was so influenced by her family and what they would say about her. And he was like, I just feel like you're, like, this wild child that I don't know about. That's the way your family made it seem. And she's like, that's not what I'm like at all. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I think it really, I feel if you're with a person every single day for, like, however many months this is, mm-hmm. compact, I think you really get to know who a person is. Mm-hmm. I would like to think.
For sure.
So, be the own judge.
Yeah. That's what's going to be really interesting about this season is what you just said there. They're spending so much time together. The, I guess, 25 or 24 of them, because Ryan left. 24 of them. Now
23.
Down to now,
Brady left, too.
And now that's just the rose ceremony, right? So, there's a select few there.
Right.
But there are some people left that did not vote for Caitlin. Mm-hmm. And now they have to get to know her.
Yep.
And it's really going to be interesting to see if they're putting going to put on this act and for how long.
Yep. I think that'll cause a lot of drama.
Because it is true. A lot of the guys brought it up and said, I can't believe that I'm here and I haven't got a rose from Caitlin. And this, you know, Joe Blow over here
yep.
has one and he didn't even vote for her.
But then they should have took Jared's approach and been like, hey, you know what? I voted for you. I'm really happy it's you. I'm really glad you won. I'm excited to see where this goes. Don't be so shy. If
yeah.
you want to be noticed, stand out.
Yeah, it'll be definitely interesting to see how long. And you know what? I can see more blow-ups on this season than any other season, both between Caitlin and said guy.
Yes.
And between the guys in the house. We already saw some precursors
yes.
of
that, like,
fights that are definitely going
boxing
to
boxing match or whatever they do. That looked intense.
Yes. That, like, of course, they're going to put them in, like, you know, a wrestling match and have them go at it. Like, obviously that's going to happen.
I think they should have, for that, I know they would never, but they should have made it be like, all right, whoever voted for Caitlin, you're fighting against whoever voted for Britt. And just the two,
oh,
like...
Oh, that's a great idea.
Right? Hash it out? Wouldn't happen, though. I also think they should have at least kept both girls for, like, 3 weeks. Maybe two.
So originally when I actually learned that they were having two bachelors, mm-hmm. I think they really left out that it was only going to be for the one show
they
and
did.
For about 1 hour. because that would have been really interesting to see if the, you know, with the two of them together, like the, rooming together, basically.
And I think the men's views could have potentially changed. Because, yeah, you can go into it thinking, oh, I love Britt, but then see her in her everyday kind of thing and be like, no, I don't want anything to do with this girl.
I'm wondering if, like, the crew, the Bachelor crew, Bachelorette crew, got any ideas from that and kind of said, you know, hey, maybe we should have kept those guys.
Totally should have kept it.
Kept Britt and Caitlin on there for another 2 weeks. Because then, you know, people watch this show for the drama, right? I mean, you know, the love is nice and a lot of people watch it for that. But the drama is the reason why it steals the show.
100%.
It's the reason why people watch on Monday nights at 9 o'clock. So that would have escalated things to a whole nother level.
It just would have been you're giving, and it would have been so brutal. Like, that was a pretty brutal exit. Like, it was just like, okay, no, you didn't win. Bye.
It was very,
But during the rose ceremony, Ryan, the drunk one, he was doing like, I don't even know, he's in his underwear, first off.
Yeah, I didn't even make the rose
Knocked ceremony. The picture over on the wall of Caitlin, doing like Harry Potter wizard things with the roses. I wish he was still there.
He was definitely good. A highlight. And we always have that highlight. Every opening night, we always have that one, the girl who gets too drunk, the girl who starts crying, the guy who gets too hammered, the guy who starts a fight.
But the girl that gets too drunk, she always gets to stay. They always keep the girl that gets too drunk.
It's a bad binary.
Always. And I'm like, keep the men who can stay then, because they're entertaining. They're like more entertaining. Yeah, a little cat fight between girls, but this is like physical man fights.
So are you more of a fan of The Bachelorette than you are of The Bachelor?
No, I like The Bachelor more. Because I do love the girl fights, but I love, like, I like critiquing the girls, if that makes sense.
It does, absolutely.
Like, not in a mean way, just, like, because the girls are way more crazy than men, I think.
I think I like The Bachelor better, too.
Yeah.
Just, I mean,
well, you like to look at the girls.
For obvious reasons. I mean, but, you know what? I'm not going to lie. Caitlin's extremely good looking.
Yeah.
I'm just Team Britt all the way.
But remember last season when we would watch The Bachelor and Kelsey? Like, Kelsey was cracked out.
So who's this year's Kelsey male version?
I don't know yet. Kelsey basically made up a rumor that her husband had died, and she was happy about it. That was just weird. Girls are just weird. And they're so competitive that it just makes things even more crazy. They're crazy.
We can all remember my love for Ashley.
Ew, disgusting. She was the worst. But their exit was fantastic. He left both of them on a cliff. Loved it.
Yep, that was good to do it.
But I don't know about Chris. I don't even know if they're still together anymore.
New season.
He was a waste. I just wasted a season. I don't know.
So if I had to pick who this year's dark horse is going to be, one who's kind of very under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think it's going to be Jared.
Really?
I think it's going to be Jared. Honesty thing, I think he's going to warm up to her. He's got all this time now.
I think I just don't like his hair, and that's what bothers me about
him. His beard is very splotchy.
His beard is weird and, like, makes his chin pointy. His
beard is weird.
And, like, his hair, I don't know. It looks like he's, like, I don't know. I think that's just what it is about him. I just don't like, that's so mean to say. I don't mean it in a mean way. I'm just not into it. I'm not into anyone. I don't know.
Chris is going to go far.
Chris is the dentist?
Yes, okay. Chris is the dentist. He's going
to
go far.
I need another week to memorize their names.
Yeah, it's going to take it'll take at least a week to memorize the names. But Chris is the dentist, the guy who rolled up in the cupcake.
Right. And Sean, for sure.
The one who kissed Caitlin first.
Right.
And he was there for Caitlin, too. So he's got a couple things working for him.
Yeah, he was good. Who do you think she sleeps with? It's a big scandal.
Well, I did mention Sean, but now that you've...
I don't think it is Sean. I don't know.
So, yeah, he definitely does look like Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
And I think that has a lot going for him.
But Ryan Gosling's said, way better.
And I quote, before they even started talking,
yeah,
I'm very attracted to you.
Yes.
It's a little forward.
Yeah.
It's not every day some girl just says that to you cold-blooded.
Like, good for her. I also found, Josh? He's like a law student, but also kind of a Magic Mike.
Yes.
Not into that.
Not into it at all.
They weren't either. Caitlin was like, no. Did he stay? I don't even remember.
I don't think he stayed. He's voted off. He was.
Okay. I don't know. Like, it was just weird. And Caitlin was like, Britt, you can have him. Like, I don't want this. So I don't know. I don't even know. I didn't know who I wanted to win. I don't like either of them. The girls.
Yeah. It's, yeah, you can tell there's a lot of people, there's a lot of animosity with the season, right? There's a lot of people who aren't fans of either and wanted a new, like a brand new person that nobody has seen before.
That's what I know I'm you were saying. I was talking about it
earlier, that instead of bringing back, which, and this could be a recurring theme, right? We could have losers from previous seasons. Mm-hmm. Like, if Sean doesn't win, could totally see him being the next Bachelor, right? Like,
I'd have to fall in love with him more, because, like, at this point, any of these men were to be the next Bachelor, I would be out. And that'd be a first since 2001.
You're not going
out. I'm not going out. Who am I kidding?
There's no way
you're
going out. For those listening, Nate did also purchase a t-shirt which says wine, yoga, or yoga pants and Bachelor. Well,
Bachelor is before yoga pants. But so. Yes, I'll be wearing that on finale night.
He's not leaving the Bachelor.
No, I'm not. All about it. Have you ever looked at the application for The Bachelor?
There's an app for The Bachelor.
Oh, you have to fill out a form? I looked at it once. You have to, not that I was going to apply, but for a friend.
But I know the website.
There's, it's like a 7-page application, and you have to make a video and answer all these questions. But it like strictly says, dress as you would if you were going on a date. So you have to be like completely done up in your video. Describing all.
But what if
like,
your date is just going to the movies? You wouldn't wear a suit.
Well,
unless
you have to wear.
You do, and you look out of place.
For girls, you gotta wear a dress, have lipstick, hair done. I don't know. It's pretty intense.
I think it was Britt who said she did hers, and she did a dance.
Yeah, she was kind of weird. She's like a weird free spirit. Her and Tony would have matched very well.
Tony is that guy. Tony is hashtag that guy.
Tony will be gone next week. So,
he also looks like he's, like, approaching 40 years old.
He's 35. It's pretty old. Caitlin, I think, is what, 28?
If that.
No, she is. 28 or 29? I don't know. I hope they go back to, like, Vancouver and stuff and, like, Whistler. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, for sure.
It's been a while since they've done that. Sure. We will also be covering Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes. So very much looking forward to that.
Can't wait for that to start because I heard Andy is like begging to be on it. You just got out of an engagement. Why are you already jumping on the boat to?
This is the thing with these shows, right? Is the people who.
It's fame.
It's like an addiction.
It is an addiction.
It's like you go on, you don't win. It's like a basketball series. It's like, okay, now it's time for game two.
Yeah. Marcus and Lacey, they were on last season. They got engaged on the last episode of Bachelor in Paradise. So I'm just waiting for that wedding to happen. I feel like I need to be part of the Bachelor family. I would never go on the shows, though, but, like, I just need to be a part of it.
Yeah. So I know that there's a lot of names left, and the first rose ceremony, it narrows it down a little bit, but it doesn't narrow it down that much. What are you thinking for next week? What do you think is going to be a main storyline? What are you looking for next week?
I'm really looking to see how this. I think Sean's gonna get the first date for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. I was gonna say who's gonna think he's gonna get the very first date.
Yeah,
Sean for sure.
Or I don't know. Or Chris maybe. Did Sean get the first impression rose?
Yes,
he did. Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, I think he'll get the first date. I think they'll do something pretty fun.
And that first impression rose had nothing to do with anything that he said.
No, she's just loving it.
It was just
100% loving
hair
it.
Hair was slick, super good.
I think Kyle has a crush on Sean, so I don't know. Might get a little jealous here. I hope. I mean, they showed the clips that Brady, the whole Brady Britt thing, that's next week. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what he says to her and like her fake reaction of like, "Oh my gosh, what are you doing here?" Just so stupid.
Yeah.
Same as always. I don't know. It's too early to tell right now because, like, yeah, again, no one really stood out for me. that I'm a big fan of, so I can't really say, like, I'm getting everyone confused as to who's who. So I don't want to be like, yeah, I want them out, but that's actually who I wanted. But.
We've got about 5 minutes left. Let's do our final predictions. Let's get our final predictions going. It's the first week. Always good to get your final predictions in there. We'll start with you.
Oh, come on. Okay. I think, I don't know, I think Sean is going to be in the final two. I'm gonna play it like a Deanna season. I don't know if she's gonna pick anyone.
She's gonna go no go.
Just I don't know.
Wow.
I'm either saying she picks Sean or she picks no one. I don't think there's gonna be an in between of like who, like someone else. It's gonna be Sean or Zip.
We disagree quite often, but I don't think I've ever disagreed with you more than I do right now.
Who are you? I know you're Sean.
No.
You're not?
No,
you don't think Sean's a winner?
I don't think Sean's a winner. I'm like you. I think he's going to the final two.
Okay.
But Ben Z is taking this home.
I don't know. Hold on. I'm going to go back for a second. When you earlier said Sean was like, I can't do this anymore, whatever, Sean might leave on his own. That's another option.
Yeah, that's true.
Sean might walk away.
Sean, to me, is like the sell high guy. Like, he's like just the...
He's in it to win it.
Everybody probably said, wow, like, this guy's got this in the bag.
Who do you think is going to be known as the classic, he's not here for the right reasons?
Jonathan.
Who's that? I can't even remember who that is. Oh, right.
Purple Blazer. Yeah. A.K.A. John Legend.
Yeah.
He looks exactly like John Legend.
But he is a kid. Like, you think he'd be that immature and play it like that? I don't know. Maybe.
There's a couple people who have kids, and I think that they...
So
I think
many.
Britt found it was really mature. Because she mentioned that she has a sponsored child, yeah. Right? And she's all about that. I think Caitlyn has more of the party side. Like, she's like, oh, I'm just looking for a guy to, like, steal my heart. Don't want any drama. Like, a kid's thing. I'm not into it right now.
Yeah. Sean seems pretty mature. So, like, I'm not sure how. And especially with the whole sleeping together thing. Like, if that's what he's, like, referencing in that clip, he's out for sure. Like, he's not having it.
One thing I wanted to mention about Sean. He has, like, the baller attitude. Like, yeah, I don't have to be here. I kind of just felt like flying, so I'm here now. And,
Man Crush Monday for Kyle.
Yeah, like... You know what? No, but he's totally, like, I mean, you know what? I'm a victim of the classic storyline. Like, this guy, they've showed him a million times, yeah. Right? Everybody thinks he's going to win. I'm not going for it. I'm going Ben Z.
I'm saying it. I'm saying it's Sean or it's no one. There's no second place. It's...
Wow.
Yeah.
Bold move.
Yeah, I'm taking it there.
All right, and on that note, we'll conclude the first of hopefully many podcasts. We'll be here every week, every Thursday, discussing Bachelorette, and when Big Brother starts up, we'll hit that
so
up for
exciting.
Sure.
So exciting.
It's going to be a great time. Can't wait. Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you next week.